This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's like going into Wisconsin.
Well, I got the kicked out of me in Wisconsin once. Forget it.
Snap count on my mind, Romo hand on my butt. I'm the center, and that's what's up. Yeah, I touch the ball on every play. And if you see me coming at you, it's time to pray. I got a big beard and a real mean streak. In the bedroom, I'm a super freak. I once ate a whole honey-baked ham. Ask a DT who the f*** I am. My name is Frederick. Yeah, Travis Frederick. My name is Frederick. Yeah, Travis Frederick.
All right, joining us now on the Ben and Skin Show, thanks to Dr. Pepper, the one you crave, and Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys. It is their all-world center, Travis Frederick. How are you doing today, Travis?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Hey, doing great. I saw a story that came out about you, and it was written by Mike Fisher.
Yes.
And it was like a one-on-one interview you guys had. And so I figure it's okay for us to talk to you about anything that may have been discussed in that interview. Is that all right with you, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go.
Okay, good. Now, the way Fish phrased it was, and I'm paraphrasing here now, but is something to the effect of, strength-wise, your strength has returned to a point that you would be able to play right now, but it's cardio and conditioning and those sorts of things are not quite ready. But strength-wise, is that accurate? Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, I think at this point I'm probably pretty close. I think that strength-wise, most everything's back. The biggest issue that I face at this point is the fact that I wasn't able to do a whole lot of stuff, and even in the weight room, not to the top of my game, you know, for such a long period of time. So I find myself trying to do some things that I would normally need to be doing, you know, let's say a repeated movement where I'd be able to get that, you know, try and do that movement, and I can't do it as much. It's the endurance. So it's not necessarily the wind conditioning, you know, like you're breathing heavy because you're running too far, but it's like when I'm running, it is harder for me to get long distances, if that makes any sense.
No, absolutely. So what I wonder about is, and maybe there's cases before this, I mean, we obviously think of Schlereth, for example, but do you have like an off-season plan already in place, or is it still kind of to a point where you're still just sort of wandering into the frontier trying to figure out what to do next? Like, how far in advance is the plan in place for what happens next with you physically?
Yeah, we have a pretty good plan in place. I feel like through this whole time, we've kind of been, you know, going through an area that we don't really know exactly what's going on, you know, wading through the fog, if you will. But at this point, I think there's enough light coming in from that end of the tunnel that we have an idea of where to go.
Right.
And so what we're trying to do is get me to a point that I can take the regular off-season program and use that as an off-season program. So I'm trying to get myself back in the correct conditioning, coming back in March or April, where everyone else is in March and April. And I think that's a pretty good goal to have.
Man, this makes me very happy. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome to hear. Second of all, you know, you talk a lot about your Madden rating. And going into the season, your rating was 96. It was the highest on the team, I think. And so you're 96, so what do you anticipate your Madden rating should be next year? Because I know it's very important to you.
You know, I think that's really hard to anticipate, being the fact that I didn't play it all this year. You'll have to, you know, the developers that make that game, and obviously they have ratings people, they're going to have a hard time anticipating what that's going to be like. So I imagine there's probably going to be a drop, at least until they can get some eyes on and see if I can be the player that I was before.
Yeah, I mean, what would you want it to be? Based on if they said, hey, what should we put your rating?
Listen, I think if my rating was about 55, that'd be pretty fair. And also then people may underestimate where I'm at.
If you've missed any of this, the subtext is that Tyron and Zach and Travis all have awesome ratings on Madden and none of them give a damn, which is awesome. But what do you guys think his rating will be? So it was 96 last year, Skin. What should it be next year?
I mean, to me, you stay what you are until proven otherwise.
Yeah.
So 96. I would say he's a 96.
Uh-huh. KT?
92.
Oh! Oh, my God.
Shots. Gotta earn it.
Oh, thanks, God. KT. I appreciate
what was,
it.
Wow. Hold on. What was Schlereth in his first year back?
That's good. That's a fair question. All right, let's talk about a huge playoff win. What was the atmosphere like in the locker room following that huge win for you guys?
You know, there was certainly some excitement in there, but it was kind of odd. It felt so normal for like a regular win. Obviously, wins are always exciting, and people are elated after a win. Obviously, you're not a competitor if that's not the case. But you know, I've been a part of one playoff win before, and it was like when we won that game, it was like the biggest deal. Everyone was so over the top excited, and this just feels a little bit different. I guys, obviously celebrated. It was a win. It was a hard fought win. It comes down to the end of the game, but it felt very, very normal, I guess.
I think my takeaway from that is one of sports fan elation. Because, I mean, like you said, a playoff win is big, but I kind of like the idea of, all right, that was great. We got more business at hand. And I don't know that I had in my mind a Cowboy team that hasn't won a playoff game since, was that 2014?
I think it was 14, yeah.
That for you guys to have that attitude, I don't know, that feels pretty damn good. Am I reading too much into this, or is that what I'm supposed to take out of that?
No, I think that that's fair. I think that... It's exciting because you see that these guys have bigger things in mind and they're excited about going through the process and getting a chance to go through the process for one more week and go back and do everything that we need to do throughout the week to get us ready to play against the Rams. And guys have really bought into that, and I think that shows in that sort of emotion that you saw there.
You know, I want to get your analysis on your defense, especially with regard to the interior of that defensive line. It just seems like, going up against Seattle, number one rushing attack, that the Seahawks were running into a brick wall all day. And somehow it doesn't even matter which guy it is. Marinelli's got these guys playing musical chairs. Whoever it is in there is having a huge impact. What was that like to watch such a dominant performance from the interior of your defensive line?
It's always exciting when you get a chance to watch the defense play that well. I mean, I think the first three series they were out there were three and outs, which is awesome, and it gives you such great momentum at the beginning of the game, and it helps you as an offense that if something happens and you don't score, you don't have a good drive on the first one, you get basically a second chance at that, which is great for us. So it's hard to watch the defense during the game, which sounds counterintuitive because we should just be sitting on the bench, but there's a lot of adjusting and coaching that happens on the sideline while the defense is out there. And a negative to them being on and off the field so quickly is we don't have so much time to adjust, but I think the coaches have done a good job of being able to get those adjustments in quickly, and we absolutely love that the defense is getting three and outs like that.
I know you've never really missed games before until this year, but did you notice the energy in the stadium on Saturday night, just being a person not playing? And I'm not saying you're not focused on what you've got to do, but I'm saying you've got to have a little more time to maybe notice the atmosphere when you're not suited up. Did you notice that Saturday night?
First of all, it's really nice to hear from you. It's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, good to be here, man.
So second of all, yeah, I did. I think that the fan base did a tremendous job showing up, and I know they were trying to go for the white out, and I think that was pretty well accomplished. You definitely could hear, especially on third down, and when the defense was asking for it, they were bringing a lot of energy, definitely a lot of volume, and that may have been the loudest I've heard the stadium.
Okay, that's where I wanted to go. Is that because I think there's been, I don't know exactly what it is or why, but I feel I haven't been to the stadium this year, but I've heard a lot of people talk about it being louder than it's been in the past. And so hearing you say that, that's good. I don't know why it would change or what would change people's minds, but it definitely seems like it's trending in a positive way.
Absolutely. I think all year we've had really good participation from the crowd, and sometimes it's hard. You travel different places and you hear a lot of different things, and every stadium is a little bit different as far as acoustics and the fan base and everything, but you can tell that this year there's definitely been more energy in the stadium than there has been in years past.
So in terms of preparing for this game, I imagine you guys are already looking at quite a bit of film. So when you look at Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh, just the power those guys have up front, especially in the interior of their defensive line, give us a little scattering report there.
This is certainly going to be a challenge for us as an offensive line, and I think that that's sort of how their defense is built. It's built around those guys up front. Obviously, they have a lot of talent in the back end as well, but those are the first names that you see when you look at that defense, and that's going to be a real big challenge for us. And I think the way that they play defense, I think that they do what they do. They're not trying to get a lot of exotic things happening. They're not going to show you a bunch of new stuff that you've never seen on film. They kind of do play the defense the way that they play the defense, and that is good and bad. You know, it's good because it makes it easier to try and find plays to run into that, but it's bad because they're so well practiced and so talented at playing the defense in that specific way. It should be a great matchup.
This is the Travis Frederick Show, brought to you by Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys, and Dr. Pepper, the one you crave. Miller Lite and Dr. Pepper, the two favorite beverages of the Lord. Okay, so you listen to this show a lot, and you know, you're aware that my mom pops on and we call her Gator. You know this, correct?
Yeah, Gator's the best.
Okay, we're going to play you a drop of Gator and see if you know what she's saying if you just hear it once. Okay. Okay? Go ahead, Shippy.
I like the Hulk.
She likes the Hulk.
Okay.
It does sound like that.
So what she is saying is she's saying, I like the Hawk. However, okay. Ben and I agreed before playing you that drop that whatever you said you thought you heard was going to be the foundation for you to power rank something.
Okay.
So, Shippy, you have the numbers ready. We would like you to power rank your favorite superheroes that go through a transformation of some kind. Ready? Shippy?
Music number four.
Number four that go through a transformation. Number four is the Hulk himself. I know that sounds like it would be an easy answer to start with, but that's absolutely not why I started with that answer. I think that the Hulk is very interesting to me because of his scientist background, the amount that he puts into that. Obviously, some bad stuff happened in the lab there that caused him to be the Hulk, but it turns out pretty awesome, and he goes from being a total nerd to being a guy that's really can do some damage.
Kind of like you.
Well, I mean, I would certainly not claim myself to be the Hulk or anything like that.
I think you just did. I mean, really, because you have an engineering degree, right?
I do have an engineering degree.
Super smart.
But and
can
I'm not,
go, can go Hulk on people?
Semi-smart. Mm-hmm. And the Hulk is a completely different strength level than...
Well, right now, but when you get back to being full power,
yeah. Oh, right now he's Bill Bixby, and then later he's going to be the Hulk. And you told us a couple times your junk turned green. What was that about?
Yeah, what was that separate issue?
I'm sorry, what turned green?
Shippy?
Number three.
Number three is Superman.
Yeah.
Superman goes through a transformation, you know, from Clark Kent to Superman. I mean, he's kind of always Superman. You know, he's always got the power. But the fact that he can go from, just pretending to be like a news reporter or whatever it is, to being, saving a world, I think that's pretty impressive. And I don't know who would win in that battle since they're in two different universes, but I think my money's on Superman over the Hulk.
Ben, do you worry that Travis might hurt his back straining for that?
I feel like, I don't know, like that's not... A transformation that's just a disguise.
Which
he goes into a phone booth and transforms into a different person.
And he takes his glasses off.
His arms are so long when he reaches like
we'll
that.
We'll accept
it's
it, but it's really suspect.
Shippy?
Wow. Number two is Spider-Man. And you're going to make an argument that he doesn't transform either, but he definitely did transform.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. Definitely. Thank you. Like, so he was just like Peter Parker, just some random high school kid, and all of a sudden he gets bit by this radioactive spider and it has transformed into this Spider-Man. I think that that's as good of an argument as you can make for a transformation.
Have you guys seen Into the Spider-Verse?
No.
No, I heard it's great.
It is awesome.
Good?
It is so damn good.
What is it?
It's basically, it's this idea that anybody can be Spider-Man, but that's the overarching theme, but it's about a teenager.
It's animated,
and then there's an alternate universe. I'm telling you, I could not believe how freaking good it was.
It's in theaters right now?
It's in theaters
now.
Everyone
says it's great.
It's spectacular, which brings us to...
Number one
falls on the same argument as number two, so you're not going to like it, but KT's going to like it. It's Batman. I think that Batman's transformation from being a super playboy billionaire to becoming, you know, one of the guys that's in the streets, you know, trying to be.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that my argument should do because, I know you asked me what I thought, not what you guys thought.
Are we going to accept that? Can we accept that? I don't know.
We can
accept
it.
I feel like we're failing the listeners right
Shippy?
Now.
Number six.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's fair. That's
so fair. Number six on the transformational superhero chart.
Did you say shark?
Shark?
chart. Yeah.
It's powerful.
Oh, my gosh. Number six is...
Yeah, number six, Travis.
You know, I'm just...
I don't know anymore.
I don't even know any more superheroes.
Well, one of the X-Men.
Yeah.
Nah, those don't count.
Yeah, I mean, because they've always been mutated.
Aquaman? You know? I'm trying to think. Well, did he go through a transformation?
I don't know anything
that.
About Aquaman.
Have really? We discovered that there's not...
Is there only
there's
five?
Not four?
It's not, really, there's four, because Batman's just a dude in a costume.
No,
I don't
no,
know
no,
what
no.
Travis
he transforms
is saying. No,
every like, night to fight crime on the streets of Gotham.
Just Mark Cuban wearing a fancy belt.
I mean, would that be a transformation? Like, do you see Mark Cuban right now fighting evil, like on the streets?
He's going after refs.
Because if he, all of a sudden he started doing that, wouldn't that be a change in his life?
I mean, if you want to spin it that way,
really
I think you're
hard.
A smart guy and you can get away with
hey,
it.
Hey, Travis, we love you, and we're glad that your strength has returned, and we wish you much continued sex in the playoffs. Hey, thank you so much for your time, man.
Hey, love you guys. We'll see you later.
Love you more. There hey, he Travis. Goes, the great Travis Frederick. Again, brought to you by Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys, and Dr. Pepper. The one
Travis
you crave. We
it.
Already said goodbye.
God, he's such a jerk.
Shut up.
You think he still has pancakes?
Like, are you talking about pancake blocks?
Yeah, but like real ones.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.